Welcome, anime enthusiasts, to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Join us as we dive into the vibrant world of anime, where every frame is a canvas and every character a story waiting to be told. In this podcast, we'll explore the vast landscapes of different anime genres, dissecting the elements that make them beloved by fans around the globe. Get ready for lively discussions, passionate debates, and insights that will deepen your appreciation for the art of Japanese animation. Whether you're a seasoned otaku or just dipping your toes into this captivating universe, the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast is your go-to destination for all things anime. So grab your favorite snack, settle into your comfiest spot, and join us as we embark on this anime-filled journey together. We're your hosts, Brayden and Nicholas, and this is the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Today, we're finishing off our sword part. So, and without on any of the funny business, besides, write a review, donate if you like, and let's get straight into it. Okay, so, the next sword that we left off of from part one was, would you like to introduce this sword?
So, this new sword is the Terry Sword. Yeah, this is one of the older swords of One Piece. It, I assume you guys remember the arc with the two giant giants. I mean, like, absolutely huge.
Dory. Oh, yes.
Dory and I assume Terry because it's called the Terry Sword.
No, it's Dory and Broggy.
Dory and Broggy. So why is it called the Terry Sword?
I don't know, but
anyways, it's an absolutely gigantic longsword, and I can't actually pull the, it's bad because it can only be used by giants because this was made by a giant, like
by a giant for a giant.
Entire thing.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a powerful sword. However, I feel I know this is practically useless, even for strong
people,
giants.
Even maybe giants. Yeah, this is not. I mean, sure, it's good, but it's just as good as any other weapon for a giant.
So, it's not really a special sword whatsoever. I mean, I'm gonna have to give this a D tier.
It technically has a special attack, but only with another weapon.
Which is?
Dory's axe.
It's Broggy's axe.
I mean, Broggy's axe. I haven't watched it in, like, years, alright?
Yeah, that's fair.
So, yeah, that's that. It has a special ability, but only with the axe used by another person and helping with it. Even then, a regular swordsman could do the same thing. It's a regular sword, except super big.
Alright, and next up...
Hold up.
Oh.
C tier.
I was gonna rank it D tier. D plus or C minus?
D plus.
Okay. Next up is the sword you guys all know. Yoru. I'll take this one over because, Nicholas, you don't know much about Black Blades.
I don't know much about Black Blades at all.
So, I'm pretty sure Yoru was originally white, but I could be wrong about that.
No, it wasn't.
Well,
you can see actually versions of Yoru wielded by the apes on Mihawk's Island. It's a regular sword.
Oh. Well, anyway. Yoru is not a regular sword. Of course, it's a supreme-grade blade. However, the reason why it's black... It might be black, like, just regular. But Mihawk did turn it into a black blade because of the use of his armament haki so much on the blade that basically his haki just melded into the blade. This action, it's stated, that brings every sword up one grade. Let's say your sword was a great grade blade. I believe it would turn into a supreme grade blade?
I believe supreme grade is based off of, like, what the sword's made out of and all that. Yeah. Okay, I just looked it up. Mm-hmm. The original color of the Yoru, as depicted in the only reference we have, because...
Okay.
It is a very bright silver.
So I was right.
You were almost right.
Oh, come on.
It's gray. It's still gray.
Just give it to me.
It's still gray.
Okay. So, Yoru, the sword that basically created the entirety of swordsmanship, that's the
Yeah, this
words.
Is the but V sword.
Basically, yeah. So, Yoru, it's a very large blade for a normal person. No normal person could probably wield this blade, because it is large for a normal person. It's got a very, very long handguard and a long blade part.
Okay, so
handle's also
just
big.
To be clear, what we're basing off of the strengths of all these weapons, we're basing them off of them at their best. So, for example, if I gave, like, Mihawk a regular cutlass, sure, he could do a lot of his moves with it, but it wouldn't be nearly as strong.
Or it would just break.
Yeah, like, Yoru is one of the, if not the strongest blade in One Piece, and it is well known to be the strongest sword in all of the world.
However, if I gave this to a random weak person, they probably couldn't even hold it.
Yeah, no, they couldn't.
So, that's we're like basically, this is blade, not the person. Anyways, it's got a gem in the middle, and it's became a black blade from, of course, Mihawk using it. And because it's a black blade, it's just permanently a black blade, like, forever. Its whole
and
lifetime.
Much stronger.
And a lot stronger, yeah. Because the haki, it's a little weird how it works, but I think the haki doesn't get upgraded, but it just gets melded in so much, like, into it that it's just... It just
basically,
becomes a stronger
like
form of haki.
A permanent basic Busoshoku haki on a blade.
Except maybe a little stronger than a basic Busoshoku
maybe
buff.
Maybe a slight bit stronger, but we don't know a lot about Yoru to begin with, so we can't say much.
And for some reason, his attacks are, well, green.
Yeah, that's either a part of the blade or his haki. I'm guessing it's probably the
his
fact
haki?
That it's a black blade.
Oh, maybe. Would that make sense?
I mean, we don't see a lot of black blades, and most of, let's say, like, Zoro's moves pre-Curse Sword are blue, I believe.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So, let's say a black blade should probably have, like, a similar, you know, attack strength, you know? Makes sense.
But we should probably just put this either in S plus tier or paw tier.
It's paw tier. Okay. If you give it at its maximum, this thing is the best.
It's just the best. It doesn't matter. Ace can't even beat it. Okay. Next up is Kashu. That's Tashigi's blade. It's a skillful graded blade, which isn't great because I believe that's a level right above just a normal sword.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
This is a big downgrade because it is literally just a normal katana.
Yeah, no, it is a regular katana.
And it's just...
Yeah, sure, there's only 50 of the same grade. Issue.
50's a lot.
Maximum, it's like a regular sword.
Yeah. She doesn't even have any attacks for it.
But yeah, that's because Tashigi has no swordsman skills at all.
Or haki.
She is terrible.
In every aspect.
If you want to be a fighter, or to be a swordsman, or to be a swordswoman, or to be a swordsperson,
okay,
you need haki, or else your swords are going to break like Zoro's did.
Yeah. Well, that's before he got haki, but yeah.
Oh yeah, before he got haki.
I know what you mean, don't worry.
Yeah.
Just, oh my gosh, Tashigi. Just get a better blade and maybe get some better hacking.
Actually, no. Give away that blade and find something better. Like, seriously. Come on. You found a regular sword and you're going to become the world's strongest swordswoman?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty dumb.
I can't believe we have two of her swords in the same row. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Yep, we do, don't we? Oh my gosh. Oh. This blade is even worse.
We're gonna rate these both at the same time because they're just ugly.
And by the way, guys, this one is a grade of grade, meaning it is terrible.
It doesn't even have a grade, does it?
No, grade, I believe, is just the worst grade.
No, that's just the default.
Yeah, exactly.
This is so dumb. That sword and this sword. At least the other sword had a grade. At least the other sword, you know. I guess this has attacks, but really, isn't this just... I mean, just... Yeah, no, this is just a regular sword.
A quick draw technique. Yep, she just cuts her enemy in one motion. Congratulations! Literally, any swordsman can do that.
Every single person can do it.
Yeah, okay. They're both F tier. Are they worse?
No, they're F tier.
No, they might be worse than F tier.
Hold on. Shigure.
Mm-hmm. It's...
Does it look decent?
No.
You're right. The other one looks like a regular sword, which is a good thing at this point. So it's going in F tier. However, Shigure is not. It is going in trash tier.
At least the other one
is. Just because I don't like how it looks.
Yeah, okay. Let's move on to another skill for greatsword.
Oh my goodness. What?
Is this guy?
Hold on. Give me a sec to load it up. I have no clue. What are we talking about?
Roronoa Zoro! Obtain the sword from... What? Wait, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. This is terrible.
What is the next sword? What is the sword called?
Oh, Zoro just broke it. Yeah, never mind. Okay.
What is it?
It's Yubashiri. It's just a skillful grade sword. It's just another family heirloom of Zoro's swords, and it's garbage.
So it's just one of Zoro's three swords that existed before he got a curse sword?
I don't even know. I think it was, like, way before. I think it was like he was fighting Axe Hand Morgan. He was using this sword.
Bruh.
Wait, no, this was Logue Town. That had to be after. It's still not good.
Yeah, no, fart-face tier.
Are we creating new tier?
No, it's not a new tier. Let's just call it trash tier.
Okay, yeah. Fart. Dumb.
Me no likey.
Yeah, I don't like... Alright, Sandai Kotetsu! Let's go! Okay.
Finally, we have something good to talk about.
Okay. So, this katana is not graded, but that's fine because it's from the Kotetsu family, so it's really good. Sandai Kotetsu is one of Zoro's swords that I think he still has. Yeah.
No.
Yes?
Maybe?
I don't remember, but this is not... This sword does not have a grade, but it is a cursed sword, which is very good. Which is concerning.
He still has this sword.
I think it's Sandai Kotetsu, the other Kotetsu, and then Enma? Yes. Okay.
He has Enma, his regular sword, and then this.
Sandai, or the other Kotetsu, is his regular sword.
Apparently, this is like an ultra cursed sword, and not in the fun way.
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah, so most cursed swords are just like, ooh, I will make you weaker while you use me. Uh-huh. This one fated to kill you.
Okay.
Zoro was lucky. Like, he tested how much the sword hated him by tossing it up in the air, holding his arm out, cut it off.
I remember
and
that.
It didn't. So he took it. It's cursed, yeah, it's cursed, and it's fated to kill its user somehow.
Except it was terrified of Zoro, so it's just friends now.
Also, Sandai Kotetsu, it looks sick. Let's be honest, that is sick.
Yeah, and also, isn't it, because it's a cursed sword, isn't it just, like, instantly at least, like, great grade, excellent grade blade up there?
It is already up there. A cursed sword is much, much stronger than any regular sword.
All right, glad we all know that. there's nothing more to say. This is S tier.
Yeah, no, S tier. It's even the name sounds cool.
We've got another cursed sword. Oh my god, we've got another cadet.
Whoa. Hold on. The Nidai Katetsu.
Yes.
21 swords.
I don't like this one as much, just looking at it.
I mean, it really doesn't... It doesn't appeal as much as the other Katetsu does, but the guard still looks cool.
Also, this weapon is graded, and it's great grade. It's also cursed. Is it the weird curse like the other one or no? Is it Ultra Curse?
I don't know, but here's what I do know.
Okay.
This sword was not actually ever used by Zoro. It was used by Luffy, I believe, back way into Wano. He just randomly started using it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
The thing is, reading into this, he, in the anime, he detected it with observation hacking. And you know what that means? It's either cursed or it's hacky imbued, which we don't know anything about either.
It's cursed.
Yeah, it's cursed, but we don't actually know anything about this.
The curse. We don't know anything about the curse. All we know is
anything about the curse.
It's a great grade blade. So, I mean, I guess we just throw it in the B tier.
Hold on.
B plus, A minus, something like that. B tier? Okay, yeah.
I just had to take a look at how cool it looked, because that really because cursed swords, they tend to be on the same level unless they're, like, used by a specific person. Like, if this was one of Odin's swords, this would be much higher on the list.
Of course, yeah. Because Odin's so special.
Because Odin's strong, and therefore his swords are too.
Okay, I'm just looking into Shodai Katetsu.
Shodai Katetsu. It does, it doesn't have a picture?
Oh, wait, is this, Admiral Fujitoro?
No, we already looked at this.
Yeah.
It was bamboo. Okay, it's, Owner Katetsu. What? Who's Katetsu? No, it doesn't have an owner. We don't... What is this even from? Okay, so it cursed, and it'll bring a terrible death to whoever used it. Blah, blah, blah.
So,
This was, you know how Zoro, or you know how, like, Tashigi was into all the swords and she knew a bunch about them?
Yes.
Well, that's where the mention of this sword came to be. She just mentioned it, and that's what we know.
So,
it's cursed. So, it's good.
But, like, we can't rate it high, and we just have to throw it in, like, B tier.
Yeah, B tier, because we don't know anything about it.
We can't rate something that we don't know about.
Now, One Piece could do us a big favor and bring into the world some things that they forgot.
Yeah, that would be...
Like, imagine nice. This sword appears randomly in the chapters. That would be cool.
I think so.
And I mean, it sounds cool. Shodai Katetsu.
Oh, yep, yeah, okay. Yeah, we've got another one of Tashigi's swords. It's skillful grade again. So, it was originally owned by, you want to know who?
Billy?
Billy the Orca Killer.
That's dumb.
Very.
Hey, I'm not even going to say anything. This is just dumb. Meemaw, go away. I hate it. It's not even cursed, which means we can't rate it B tier.
We have to rate it F tier.
This is F tier.
Okay, so it was... Okay. I just can't talk right now. It was owned by first Billy that killed an orca. Congratulations, but orcas aren't powerful in One Piece. And then it was owned by Tashigi.
If you cut through a sea beast, that would be a different story.
Tashigi is known... as the collector of terrible weapons. For good reason. Moving on.
Okay. We know one more thing about this sword.
What?
It's big. Moving on!
Okay. Nakiri swords. The Nakiri swords are a pair of matching swords owned by bounty hunters, Johnny and Yosaku.
You want to know what the translation is?
Yeah.
It's vegetable cutting sword. Why before he's hacky? And these swords don't even have, like, the top where you could, like, cut somebody all the way through. No, you might be able to, like, hack at somebody with this, like an axe, but that's it. These swords are destined to break.
Yeah, these are really fart-faced tier.
Yeah, no, these are doo-doo fart tier. Me hate them. F tier.
Instant. Okay. We're really up... Oh, this is the other sword he has. He doesn't have that Katetsu one.
This is Wado Ichimonji.
What does he have right now? He has Enma, the one of the Katetsus, and then Enma, and then this one. Okay, Wado Ichimonji. Okay, now I get it. I'm sorry. It's Wado Ichimonji. It's Shandai Katetsu, the alt.
Okay, this is the sword. Yeah, this is the sword that he got from the kid who died.
Wasn't that Toshigi?
No.
Just a random kid.
No, it was this. I don't know.
No, it was Queena.
I'm so confused.
It was Queena's sword. Yeah. Okay, I know this sword.
Yeah, it was Queena's sword.
Okay, yeah.
Even though I'm not even sure. Hold on.
And this sword... is just a normal great grade sword. It's not too great, but it looks awesome.
Okay, it's all the way back to volume one. So yes, this is his sword. Yeah. It's the sword.
So this,
it's iconic. I love it.
Blade is a great grade, which great grade is pretty good.
Great grade is pretty great. I mean, considering all that Zoro's gone through this, it might not be a cursed sword, but there is, like, the more swords been used, the stronger it gets. That's, like, pretty well explained in One Piece. The stronger you are, and if you use the sword, the stronger your sword's probably going to become. That's probably because of some ancient Japanese legend I'm going to have to tell you guys later.
Also, I have a theory that Wado Ichimonji isn't just a normal sword, because it's Zoro's first sword. And how is he going to get more powerful besides get OP swords? So, yeah. Anyways.
I mean, I hope this becomes a Black Blade.
Yeah, that would be really cool, actually.
That would be sick. That would be perfect.
But, Wado Ichimonji. This is the blade. The ultimate blade. It's practically just amazing in every way. I know it's not special or have any special abilities, which kind of stinks,
it's to be completely
honest with you, but it's from Wano.
It's
so,
from Wano.
So we don't have to say anymore. S tier!
Well, yeah, this is going to be S tier anyway. Would you think we are insane?
Yes.
This is Zoro's sword. He's been using it the whole time. If a cursed sword didn't allow him to use... Wait. Brayden.
Yeah.
Pop quiz.
Okay.
Which swords did Zoro have while using his first Ashura?
Didn't he have Shisui?
He had the cursed sword that we talked about.
Yes.
Wado Ichimonji, yes, and a regular sword, I believe.
He had Shisui.
Oh, Shisui. Okay. I believe only one of those swords are cursed.
Which correct? Is the cursed one. Yes, that's correct. And one of them was a Black Blade.
And the strangest thing is... Ashura didn't change its looks at all, did it?
Mm-mm.
When he used it again, with completely different swords.
Okay.
No relation whatsoever.
Okay.
Two different cursed swords. It did not look any different.
Okay.
Coincidence? I think not. Wado Ichimonji took its user's life.
Maybe.
Yes.
You might be right, actually.
It's a curse. It might not be a curse sword, but it might have a little bit of its user's life left in it. Ashura looks almost the exact same, except with the haki aura.
Well, why would
Isn't
it look
that a coincidence?
Why would it look any
Zoro
different?
Zoro always had this sword in his mouth.
Yeah, but why would
he
it look any different?
He used it to kill many opponents.
Yeah, why would it look any different, though? Why would Ashura?
Because it's different curses.
Oh.
Enma's curse takes haki. Okay. The other curse, his first curse, will kill its user.
Okay. Then what does Wado Ichimonji take?
Wado Ichimonji took its user's life too.
Oh.
I mean, it was technically via the user, but if you guys didn't know that, I'm not going to explain it because it's very dark and this is a podcast.
So, let's go to our final sword, which is actually a really incredible leave off because it's Shanks' sword.
I mean, I kind of wish this was the sword we left off on because I just dropped like a huge bomb.
Yeah, I know. That was pretty
Anyway, cool. Griffin.
To be completely honest with you, I don't know if Griffin's that great.
Oh, yeah, no, it's, okay. So, here's the things, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's good?
Yes.
But it's, basically a regular sword. Let me check. Yeah, it doesn't have a grade.
Yeah, I know.
It's gradeless, I mean, sure. Like what I said about the stronger the user, the better the sword. I don't think that really applies to Griffin, though.
No, because Shanks
Griffin,
is...
Griffin, yeah.
Shanks' hacky is just super broken, so no, it probably doesn't apply.
I mean, like, there's literally only one technique related to it, and it's Shanks' hacky, so...
Yeah, so...
There are a lot of video game-only techniques, like, a lot. But overall,
What do we even rank? Because, like, it doesn't have a rank, yes. But it's used by one of the strongest pirates, yes. But the most of that power is hacky.
Let's take a look at it in, like... As a standpoint of, as a swordsman, would I like to use a sword? It has a hand guard. And it has a long handle, so you technically could use two hands with it if Shanks had still had two hands. But continuing from that, it is a double-edged blade, which is difficult.
Yes. It's very pointy at the end, which is kind of, I guess, helpful, but is it
useful for a few techniques.
However, also at the same time, a pointy blade can also just not help you. Like, because a double-sided pointy blade isn't... It's just... Because it's kind of... It's a double-edged blade, but it almost seems like it's leaning slightly towards the right side, which makes it a little awkward.
It's a sword that doesn't quite...
Feel fit. Like a good sword. However...
I mean, sure, it has a grip, but the grip looks okay. It has the guard, which doesn't look... It looks too thick. It looks like it's not weighted properly.
Yeah, also, this sword doesn't... It kind of almost seems flimsy, like the blade part. It seems like you could just break it with your bare hands.
With the other swords, they look very solid. They look very nice, and I believe I could swing this around a few times. But the thing about Griffin is it's not... solid.
No.
Now, here's the thing I want to tell you. I recently looked on a few, not recently, but I looked on a few videos. I learned about a little bit about katanas and why they're curved. It's actually so that they can survive longer. Straight swords chop right into their opponent and they hit the hard spots instantly. You don't get too much use out of that. But katanas are curved so that you can slice through. You don't have to put nearly as much force into it. Griffin is,
To put it
in a way, destined to break.
However, at the same time, it feels like this blade would be incredibly light. You might think is good, but is it? See, because number one, dual hand capabilities is incredibly hard when you have a blade that weighs 0.1 grams.
If it was a two-handed big sword, I would get that. I would get why you needed extra grip. I would get why it's double-sided and it has a pointy end. Because, I mean, what's the point of having a giant sword if you can't, you know, have some flexibility with it?
Yeah, correct.
But the blade is much too thin. If you look at it, it's not even like a fifth. of the whole, like, guard.
No.
That's not a good sign.
And also, I feel like the lighter a blade is, the less faith you can have in it. Because, you know, if your blade is too light, if you slice through somebody, yeah, you might think you're going to have to put less pressure. No, you're going to have to put more.
Because it doesn't have enough weight. It doesn't have that girthiness to it that would allow you to do it normally.
Or enough mass.
Yeah, it has no mass.
However, this blade, overall, if what we said about it not being, like, if it's a solid blade, like, if it's sturdy and solid, then this is a great blade. But if it's not...
Yeah, there's no reason not to use it.
Because, like, it's light, probably, and all that, but if it's not, if it's, like, even slightly flimsy, an emperor should not be using this blade.
He should probably go find a cursed sword. Let's be honest, Shanks with the cursed sword, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Well?
So, yeah.
That pretty much wraps everything up. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. Don't forget to write a review, donate if you like, and catch you guys in the next one. Peace.